Israeli minister slams Rashida Tlaib, her hatred of Israel is greater than her love for her grandmother. By Joshua Kaplan on August 16, 2019. Israel's interior minister blasted Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, for rejecting the Jewish state's offer to allow the far-left congresswoman to visit relatives in Israel's West Bank, saying her hatred for the country outweighs her love for her grandmother. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib just tweeted that she will not visit Israel. Last night, she sent me a letter asking me to allow her to visit her grandmother, who is in her 90s, because this might be my last opportunity to see her. I agreed to this humanitarian request, but it turns out that it was just a provocation aimed at embarrassing Israel, tweeted Aryeh Deri. Deri's statement came in response to Tlaib's announcement earlier Friday she will not visit her grandmother in the West Bank after the country said it would grant her entry under humanitarian circumstances. When I won, it gave the Palestinian people hope that someone will finally speak the truth about the inhumane conditions. I can't allow the state of Israel to take away that light by humiliating me and use my love for my city to bow down to their oppressive and racist policies, Tlaib tweeted. Silencing me and treating me like a criminal is not what she wants for me. It would kill a piece of me. I have decided that visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything I believe in, fighting against racism, oppression and injustice, she added. In a letter obtained by CNN, Deri revealed Tlaib had requested and was granted permission to enter the West Bank to visit her grandmother, who is 90 years old. This could be my last opportunity to see her. I will respect any restrictions and will not promote boycotts against Israel during my visit, the Michigan Democrat wrote to Deri. The move comes after Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Hotovli confirmed that Tlaib and fellow far-left freshman Congresswoman Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, would be barred from the country, citing their support for the anti-Israel BDS movement. We won't allow those who deny our right to exist in this world to enter Israel. In principle, this is a very justified decision, Hotovli told Israeli Public Radio. Israel in 2017 passed a law prohibiting a foreigner entry who knowingly issues a public call for boycotting Israel. In a Facebook post, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu explained why Omar and Tlaib were banned from visiting. The two-member congressional visitation plan shows that their intent is to hurt Israel and increase its unrest against it, he added. President Donald Trump reportedly lamented the idea of the far-left lawmakers visiting Israel in recent days and took to Twitter on Thursday to express his displeasure. It would show great weakness if Israel allowed Rep. Omar and Rep. Tlaib to visit. They hate Israel and all Jewish people, and there is nothing that can be said or done to change their minds. The president wrote on Twitter, Minnesota and Michigan will have a hard time putting them back in office. They are a disgrace. The House of Representatives in July overwhelmingly passed a measure rejecting the BDS campaign targeting Israel, which Omar and Tlaib voted against. Omar previously introduced a measure countering the anti-BDS resolution which affirms Americans' right to participate in boycotts, which Tlaib is a co-sponsor of.